The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Be regular and orderly in your life, so that you may be violent and original in your work." Flaubert, Gustave Flaubert, born in Rouen, France, in 1821. Grew up in a middle-class family. Father wanted him to go to law school. Flaubert dropped out. His father bought him a house on the River Seine, and Flaubert devoted the rest of his life to writing. After his father died, he moved back in with his mother, where he lived until he was 50. He was a perfectionist, spent hours at his desk every day. Took him about 5 years to write Madame Bovary, which was published in 1857, about the adulterous affair of a provincial housewife. Most of his novels were neither popular nor critical successes in his own time. A Sentimental Education sold fewer than 3,000 copies in the first 4 years. But he became very popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, especially among writers such as James Joyce. Gustave Flaubert, who said, "You must not think that feeling is everything. Art is nothing without form." It's the birthday of Frank Sinatra, born Hoboken, New Jersey, 1915. Grew up the son of Italian immigrants, knew early on he wanted to be a singer. His mother supported him when he dropped out of high school to sing in nightclubs. Formed a group called the Three Flashes, and then decided to go on his own. Quit the group, went back to solo nightclub gigs, and in 1939, a trumpet player named Harry James heard Sinatra sing on a local radio station and signed him up for $75 a week. And it's the birthday of the journalist Thomas Powers, born New York City, 1940, who, when he was 29 years old, quit his job at United Press International to become a freelance journalist and published a series of articles about the life of Diana Auten, a young woman from a wealthy, educated background, joined the Weathermen, the radical wing of the Students for Democratic Society, and who died in an explosion in the Greenwich Village townhouse where she was helping to manufacture bombs. It was a book about radicalism among privileged and educated young people, articles that earned Powers the Pulitzer Prize, which he made into a book, Diana, The Making of a Terrorist. Thomas Powers, who's written widely about the CIA, military intelligence, regular contributor to the Atlantic Monthly, his most recent book, entitled The Military Error, Baghdad and Beyond in America's War of Choice, which came out this summer. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Enzweiler, entitled Christmas, 1963. Because we wanted much that year and had little, because the winter phone for days stayed silent that would call our father back to work, and he kept silent too, with our mother fearfully proud before us. Because I was young that morning, in gray light, untouched on the rug, and our gifts were so few, propped along the furniture, for a second my heart fell, then saw how large they made the spaces between them to take the place of less. Because the curtained sun rose brightly on our discarded paper, and the things themselves these 40 years have grown too small to see, the emptiness measured out remains the gift, fills the whole room now, that whole year out across the snowy lawn, because a drop of shame burned quietly in the province of love, because we had little that year and were given much." A poem by Joseph Enzweiler Christmas 1963, from his collection The Man Who Ordered Perch, published by Iris Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.